Investment flash.
You're telling me the 2-year yield spikes and the 10-year just sits there. That's the whole story this morning.
Welcome to Investment Flash, Weekend Edition, Saturday, August 29th, 2026. I'm Marie, and with me are Tom and Gerald. Friday's session left us with a curve that flatlined and a market that couldn't decide if it was scared or bored. Before we dive in, Gerald, you're short on consumer discretionary yesterday. With food inflation research showing up to 3 points on grocery bills, that trade is getting some extra tailwind.
Yeah, and the staples versus discretionary split is real, but it's a multi-year grind, not a one-week pop. Still, nice to see the thesis get some ink.
All right, let's start with Fed policy. The headline, everyone's trading.
Fed Chair Kevin Warsh says we have a work to do on inflation at Jackson Hole, and traders immediately lifted September rate hike odds. The 2-year yield jumped, but the 10-year barely moved.
Right, and that's the thing. The short end repriced, the long end shrugged. That's a curve flattening signal wrapped in a rate hike scare, not a new hiking cycle.
But look at the positioning. The short duration Treasury ETF is at its 52-week low, and the long duration ETF is only 2% above its own low. Both sides of the duration trade are already crowded.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
So, if you're selling the 1-3 year Treasury ETF here, you're late. The 2-year yield already moved. The easy money is gone.
But the dollar? CoinDesk flags Warsh hawkishness lifting the dollar. But the dollar index is only 2% below its 52-week high. So that leg has run too.
And gold fell 3.2% last session, sitting 20% below its high. Higher real rates are the story. But again, that's priced.
So the Fed group is basically, the trade happened before you woke up. The only fresh input is Friday's personal consumption expenditures print. If it's soft, those crowded shorts snap back hard.
Moving to AI hardware, Andreessen Horowitz launched a Machine H fund aimed at supply chain bottlenecks. No fund size, no target names, just a reframing. AI's next move is physical build-out, not software.
Finally, everyone's been chasing language models, but the real money is in chips, robots, supply chain hardware. The semiconductor ETF fell 3.5% last session. NVIDIA gave back 4.6. This is the dip I've been waiting for.
Tom, you said semis were cooked in Q2 too, and now you're buying the dip again.
Fair. But this time there's a top-tier venture firm saying the same thing.
Hold on. No dollar commitment. A machine age fund without a number is a vibe, not a flow. This is a sentiment tailwind, not a new source of money.
Exactly. The semiconductor ETF is 18% below its high. But that's because it's been falling, not because this fund bought anything. You can't trade a press release.
But the robotics and automation ETF is down only 1.5% year to date. That's the side with more room than the crowded chip complex.
And NVIDIA is still 33% above its 52-week low after that 4.6% drop. So the bellwether isn't exactly cheap.
So AI hardware is the same story as duration. Crowded trade, new narrative, no actual flow yet.
Okay, sure. But if the fund does eventually deploy, it goes into companies like NVIDIA, chip equipment, robotics. That's the direction.
Fair point. Direction over dollar amount. But keep conviction small.
The Financial Times has a piece on NeoClouds, these AI server rental middlemen. Big demand now, but if it unravels, it gets ugly, because they sit on thin equity between chipmakers and hyperscalers.
The proxy is Core Scientific. It fell 6.3% last session and sits 46% below its high. That's the stress already showing.
But Ciena, the networking supplier, is up 62.5% year to date, yet 41% below its high. So one side has the growth, the other has the fall.
The trigger to watch is the first missed payment from a NeoCloud.
not a gradual slowdown. That's when the thin equity gets exposed.
So you're selling both? Core Scientific is single-sourced from the Financial Times, but the downside has room. And Ciena is a CapEx stall play.
I'd frame it as the risk side of the AI trade. The hardware build-out is bullish, but these middlemen are the leverage point. Watch for the first crack.
Oil's a tug-of-war today. The Wall Street Journal says Xi Jinping turned China's crude reserves into geopolitical leverage, and the Financial Times reports Trump claiming the U.S. will take control of 65 billion barrels of Venezuelan oil.
65 billion barrels. That's a supply addition. Bearish for crude. But the China reserve story is a volatility amplifier, not a direction.
And here's the problem. The oil ETF is flat last session, but 97% above its 52-week low. The bullish case is already rich.
The energy sector ETF sits 3% below its 52-week high, so producers have little room for a margin hit from Venezuelan supply.
So you're watching, not trading.
Right. The first concrete reserve release or supply move settles the direction. Until then, it's just headlines.
65 billion barrels of Venezuelan oil? That's one way to lower petrol prices, assuming you can actually get it out of the ground without someone else showing up.
Fair enough.
Food inflation is next. The Financial Times says climate shocks could add between 0.9 and 3.2 percentage points to global food inflation by 2035.
And the agricultural commodities ETF is already at its 52-week high, up 12.8% year to date. That's momentum, not a secret.
But here's the part investors ignore. Kraft Heinz bounced 2.3% last session, but it's only 9% below its high, with thin margin room. The input cost squeeze hits the packager.
So long crops, short the packager. But this is a decade-long trade, not a one-week position.
And nobody's talking about the consumer angle. Higher food prices for years? That's a structural inflation floor. It feeds right back into Warsh's "we have work to do."
Exactly. And this is why my consumer discretionary short from yesterday has room. But it's a slow burn, not a flash.
So call it the underloved side of today. Agriculture is quietly hitting new highs while everyone stares at AI. Crypto regulation, the Clarity Act, slipped to September, and banks are building crypto capabilities anyway. JP Morgan sits 2% below its high at around 14 times forward earnings.
The op-ed argues every month without settled rules rewards the walled garden, the big banks. That's the structural play.
And Coinbase fell 6.3% last session, 56% below its high. The bank versus crypto native split is already in the tape.
So buy JP Morgan, sell Coinbase. The gap widens if the bill stays stalled.
But this only works if the regulatory moat holds. If the Clarity Act actually passes, the gap could narrow fast.
Fair point. But until then, the big bank balance sheet is the safe harbor.
Last group, premium coffee. The Financial Times says fancy latte stores are booming, and Starbucks gets named as the beneficiary.
But the stock is 2% below its high, up 27.7% year to date, trading at around 35 times forward earnings.
So the theme is real. But the price is frothy, and I mean the valuation, not the latte.
Ha, frothy. Dim one.
Anyway, we'd rather wait for a pullback than chase a 35 times earnings story. All right, let's zoom out. The most original take in today's feed is that A16Z Machine H Fund, it treats AI's next move as physical build-out, not software. That's the opposite of how most investors are positioned.
And if a top-tier venture firm is chasing hardware bottlenecks, the marginal dollar likely flows to semiconductor capital equipment and automation, not another language model.
The absence of a fund size is telling. It's direction without dollars. But direction matters more than the number, especially after 2 years of software-led AI gains.
So this reframes the whole AI trade. It's not about who builds the best model. It's about who supplies the physical inputs. That's a big shift.
So here's our view. The morning's tape is about the short end repricing, while the long end shrugs. Warsh said we have work to do. The 2-year yield jumped. The 10-year held. That's a curve flattening signal wrapped in a rate hike scare.
Okay, but the bear case is that duration shorts are already at extremes. The short duration ETF is at its 52-week low. The long duration ETF only 2% above its low. If Friday's inflation data comes in soft, those crowded shorts snap back hard.
And the AI pullback in the semiconductor ETF and NVIDIA last session shows how fast a crowded long can unwind. Both sides are crowded. That says favor active over passive and keep conviction small.
But what we don't see in today's coverage is any number on the A16Z fund. A machine age fund without a dollar amount is a vibe, not a flow.
Also absent, what a September hike does to credit. Everyone's focused on treasuries, but hawkish repricing usually hits credit spreads and bank loan demand before equities.
And nobody connected Warsh's hike signal to emerging market currencies, even though the China oil reserves piece is sitting right there. That's a missed link.
So the cleanest expression of today isn't one ticker. It's dispersion between a crowded short-end treasury trade and a crowded AI trade. The one under left side is agricultural commodities, the ag ETF at its high, Kraft Heinz papering over margin risk.
Spot on. As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends reading the tape.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow's weekend edition at 10 a.m. London time. Until then, keep your conviction small and your coffee premium.